Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
How you going, Tony? All right this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Excellent. Tuesday morning in Tamworth town. A little bit cold this morning?
My hands are cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought so. I thought that. A little bit of rain at your place this morning?
It started to rain just as I arrived here.
Yeah, okay. Which goes to show the difference between you and me, because I was still in bed when it... No, I'd actually just got up when it started raining, but I've been getting here a little bit late because I've got to put three layers of stuff on my leg.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've got a problem with my leg at the moment, and I have to glad wrap it to get in the shower.
Yeah,
so that's next, and you've got to tape up the top and the bottom of it, and then I've got three layers of bandages to put on, and bugger if I'm getting up 5 minutes earlier.
Why not?
Excuse me. Oh, that's better. What's happening in the local news this morning?
Well, yesterday there was a meeting, a Zoom meeting, mm-hmm. you know how it is, 2020, between the Namoi Unlimited group. Now, that's a group of combined councils around the region. And
unlimited as well.
Yeah.
So anyone can join, or is it just, why is it unlimited?
I don't know why that's the name. That's a great question. I can find out for you. When I first saw the name of it, I thought to myself, it sounds like a petrol company or something, you know, like Unlimited, Namoi Unlimited.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's
anything.
A group of councils that have come together to kind of bring forward economic, agricultural, strategic partnerships that are going to assist everyone
grow
in the
area.
Region.
Grow the area economically. Exactly. Yep, yep, okay,
so
good.
They've partnered with this research group called Future Food Systems. They're like researchers that are
the
partnered.
FFS.
Mm.
So we've got Namoi Unlimited
honestly,
partnering with Future Food Systems.
There's a lot of acronyms
yeah.
in the whole thing, and I tried to limit it in the news this morning because I was like, I'm confused and I don't want to make everyone else confused. But basically what they're doing is they're trying to come together. They're trying to bring all levels of government, researchers, locals. They want to get everyone around the table to kind of let the farmers in the region earn more money from the high value products that they have, so we can bring manufacturing and logistics here, so it can go straight from the farm to the international exports or to different places in Australia, kind of help the region become that wholesale, like, grower
it's
and
a noble
seller
cause for sure.
So it was a very interesting discussion, and yeah, that's what's going on, really. They're trying to get some money from the government that then they'll match that money as well, dollar for dollar. And
that's generally the way you get money from a government. They'll always
chip in what you do.
Chip in what you do. Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, so it sounds very interesting, I'm sure, still
to
come.
So where are they based?
Well, who?
Namoi Unlimited.
Well, they're based everywhere around the region. So there's Gunnedah, Walker,
Tamworth.
So
it's just a collective.
Gwydir,
And they're the
Liverpool
farmers,
Plains.
Are they? Or who's
the,
who,
so
who are
the,
they?
It's
who,
the
who
councils are? That have joined
they're
together.
They're the councils, right.
And
okay.
they're kind of the... So I guess the farmers that are in Liverpool Plains Shire, they want to get involved. They'll go through their council to get involved. Then there can be partnerships. There can be one-on-one. It's like an access for farmers to be right at the decision-making table for, you know, going forward. They're going to be creating... You know, obviously a farm has a lot of waste, for example. So the waste, they might partner this farm with someone who wants that waste. So then they can kind of have a little bit of a circular economy going on and reduce costs and improve value. That's the aim. But it's still in a work in process stage. But yesterday's meeting was kind of getting locals connected.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. I'm sure it's going to go good. Maybe we should get someone on the show or something like that and talk about that a little bit more.
I think that would be great.
Anything else happening in the news?
Well, as you would know, Peter.
Yes.
The very lovely 2TM station, Tamworth's original radio station, is celebrating an 85th
birthday.
Anniversary
that
this
is correct,
year.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if you've already told everyone, but we are creating a cookbook.
I told everyone yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what have you got? Have you got one?
Have I got one what?
A recipe. You're going to put one in.
Oh, yes. I'm still deciding. My half of my family is Italian, mm-hmm. amazing cooks.
Yep.
And then the Australian...
Oh, just Aussies and their crap.
No, no. What,
burnt snacks.
Can you please let me finish? other side of my family is Australian, and yep. my grandmother, my Australian grandmother,
yep.
was the best cook that I ever remember, because I never really remembered my nonna that much.
Yep. Yep.
So part of me is like, ooh, do I put in one of my grandma's recipes, because they are what kind of brought me up, in a sense.
I think that would be the right thing to do.
But then my nonna's recipes I learnt from my mum. So, my, like, Australian mother. So, it's kind of weird. I'm like, ooh, where do I go? What do I do?
Well, you get... let me just read the thing.
I might have a look at what else is submitted, because we don't want, like, you know, 25 cakes.
Do you have
cakes.
A special recipe that you're proud of?
I do. I have lots. I know you still don't know if that's proven.
One that your family and friends ask you to cook up each time they see you. How would you like that recipe published alongside special recipes from Tamworth Identities? Felicity Urquhart, the McClymonts, they're not from Tamworth, but they're close enough, Grafton. And a family recipe from Anne Kirkpatrick, of course, who was Slim Dusty's daughter. You would know that.
Yeah.
And Joy McKean, who was Slim Dusty's wife.
Oh, my God. I just
so
feel like...
So, very, very exciting times. So, and, of course, all the proceeds go to Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service, which is amazing. And you'll get your special recipe... it'll be there forever and other people will be able to use it, and it's just an incredible opportunity. All you got to do is go to 2tm.com.au, jot down your favourite recipe there, and give us a little bit of a story about it as well, a little bit of a background.
I think that's going to be the winner, is the story. Like, that's going to hook people in, right?
Yeah, but it's got to have a good...
I mean, it can't be like...
culinary outcome as well.
Peanut on toast, you know.
If it's good peanut on toast, whatever peanut on toast is. I mean, I've never had peanut on toast.
That's what I mean.
That's
like,
just like
you
one
ain't gonna
peanut.
You ain't going to find that in a recipe book, Pete. So if you submit that, it ain't going in.
I'm Googling that. Peanut on toast recipe. I'm getting you back in if I find it as well. So what are you thinking?
Well, my nonna was very, very good at making... tiramisu and pasta.
Not in the same.
No, not together.
Right, yeah.
But then my grandma, I always remember her devil's food cake. It's like a chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And then these chocolate chip biscuits. And I don't know why, but they're so different to like American cookies that are taking over the market. It's nothing like that.
Because they're soft, aren't they? Are you talking about the soft ones, the American ones?
Or just like almost everything you can find these days is like really American style, like really
like
floury,
thick. Like those ones you get
thick.
At Subway.
Yeah.
They're not, I like a crunchy biscuit.
Yes, well they're like
and
that.
And those ones, and we had some at the weekend at my place. They just came from one of the supermarkets, Coles or something, but they were big, you know.
Big round ones.
Big round ones, but they were soft and I don't like
soft. You were like,
soft.
What's happening?
Yeah, I want a crunchy Bicky.
I don't mind
it's a
it,
Bicky.
But I wouldn't call it like a biscuit unless it's got a bit of a crunch on there.
Crunch. I like that. I love the sound of that. I'm going to have to leave it on that note. I didn't even tell you mine.
We'll come back.
Maybe
to
hang
it.
Around after the news and I'll tell you mine.
Tell me, Peter, if it's going to be so cold this weekend, what are you cooking in preparation to put in this cookbook?
Well, my nana's apple pie.
Oh my God, apple pie is the best in winter.
If you can get a good one. What's hard is to get a good apple pie these days. People use the wrong kind of apples. They don't use enough butter in the recipe. And it's in the pastry. Butter
is the key to
butter, to make it nice and short.
Any kind of pastry.
That's right. But, you know, butter's expensive. So I find the bakeries these days, and look, if you know of one, please give me a call on 677-623-544.
It's now going to be the apple pie taster around town.
I'd love to buy a good one.
Do you know what's happening this weekend in Gunnedah? There's like a foodies event happening at the Jockey Club.
Really?
Yeah, there might be some apple pie there for you.
Might have to go out there and check it out. I have found a good one.
Oh.
It was down in Nundle. At a little store they've got down there, and they had
unexpected.
Yeah, and it was only like a, you know, you went when you buy a meat pie, it was only
like
that
an individual size.
It was an individual. It took me, but I cut it into quarters.
Did you?
And I had it one quarter. Well, it was big. It was
Quarter of time, like in succession,
one
or
piece.
Over
3 or 4 days. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's some serious restraint there, Peter.
It was very seriously restrained because it was seriously good, and it's so hard to get a good apple pie. You're using the wrong apples. First of all, number one, you're using the wrong apples. You can't use a sweet apple in an apple pie.
I feel like you need to submit this recipe.
I'm going to submit it. I've got to find it. I know I've got it somewhere. But the story behind it was my nana. She lived in a little town down the road here. It's just southwest of Gunnedah, probably, is what you'd say, down Coonabarabran way, called Mendoran, which is only a little whistle-stop town. It's a lovely little town. It's the first town along the Castle Ray. It was the first place where they ran a horse race over the metric distance, which they did in 1972, the Mendoran picnic races. So I spent a lot of time in Mendoran as a kid, and my nana lived there. And as we got older, we moved away, and we only saw her in school holidays and whatever. But she used to make, she used to make the beautiful apple pie, just sensational. But she had a lot of grandkids. She had probably 30-something grandchildren.
Right?
My mum had 7 kids in her family, and they all had.
That's huge.
We had 3 kids in our family, but we were one of the smaller families of the of that. So she had a lot of people to get around. But as I got older, and I'd come home, and my mum would, I'd go to home for dinner, whatever. I'd be 20, 22. And Nana would be in her 80s by this time. And she'd always have an apple pie for me because she knew I liked them. She always remembered me, and she'd always, I'd go see Mum, and she'd go, before you go here, Nana sent you this. And it wouldn't be for anyone else, just me. So none of the other kids got one or anything like that because I really liked them.
Do you know what?
And it was
it just
stays with me even now. She died years ago now. We're going back up there actually in a few weeks. We're having a little bit of a return to Mendoran Day, and my mum, God bless her, she sent me an email yesterday. I just happened to have my email open.
Look at that.
So blah 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 blah. There's some interest in most family have fond memories of Mendoran. The rest would like the younger children just to see Mendoran. So we're taking our little kids there. Kathy and John, Anne, Joan, Dad and I, Peter, Cinzia, Bernadette, Roy, Lara, Natalie, Joey and Mackenzie, all the Earl's families and their children have all confirmed and booked. Michael's coming. So all of these people from my family are all going back up to Mendoran. And there's got to be about 30 or 40 of them.
Are you going, Peter?
I am going. Yes, I am going.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, they really don't understand the COVID-19 restrictions. So they're trying to book. Again. Oh, we just want to get all the numbers together so we can book. We're going to have a big lunch at the thing.
You can't.
You can only book 10. So you're going to have to be creative about this and book, and as if they're going to have room in Mendoran.
Or you could have it at home.
Yeah, we don't have a home there anymore. There's no home in Mendoran for us anymore.
An Airbnb? I don't know. I have no idea how big
Mendoran
is.
That's not actually a bad idea at all. That's actually a really good idea.
I've been organising a hen's party, and there's only 11 of us. Get that?
Oh, no.
There's 11, but so we can't.
Someone has
out.
To sit at the bar. Me.
So it's officially a house party.
Oh wow! Okay, there you go. So anyway, so I'm going to get my nana's apple pie recipe and put it in there and tell you that, and put that story in which
Mendoran
I've
apple pie.
I've told it now. Mendoran apple pies, but you got to have Granny Smith's. You can't use, Red Delicious or one of those sweeter varieties. You've got to have.
Yeah.
They've got to be a bit tart, and then they go really well with the cream then.
Mm.
And I'm not apple pie and ice cream at all. Cream.
I would say
whipped cream.
I'd say
what
both.
You have on apple pie.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the Italian way.
Yeah. Well, like all of the carbs, fat and sugar. Woo. And then they're all really skinny. So my nonna was the thinnest, most beautiful woman until her last day, and I'm telling you, she ate pasta every day. She would have eaten like every kind of food she ever wanted, like all of the food.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I guess everything in moderation, that's my theory.
Yes.
So, yes, if you want to have an ice cream, have an ice cream. If you want to have, you know, something that's...
Some dark lint chocolate.
Which I had last night. I was going to say this morning, but that'd be rude to say I had some when I woke up, wouldn't it?
No, I would do it.
All right, I did. All right, well, thanks for coming in, Tony, and thanks for listening to my story.
And send your recipes in.
Send your recipes in too.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
We're doing Tuesday Life Hacks today, of course, because it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. What is it today?
Online scamming. Online scamming's way up since the COVID-19. It's actually right up. Australia's Scam Watch, the ACCC's Scam Watch arm, show there's been a sharp rise in scams during the coronavirus crisis. While it's concerning, there are a number of simple ways you can help. Do you have any tips?
Well, I do. I think it's really important when you, especially with emails, and this happens to me on a daily, actually happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email about some really important water restrictions and everything looked like super official.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And I actually started writing up something for the news. And then I went back to it to check a detail and I was like, do you know what? This just doesn't look right. So I went back into the email where you see, and you, even though it comes up with a name, and so sometimes the name will say like Apple, but then you click on it and it's actually the entire alphabet at... zoomcloud.com.
So check the address that it comes from.
Check the actual address that it comes from.
That is a great point because some of them have, a lot of these ones they'll have.
They'll name it.
If they say it's from the NAB, there'll be NAB in the email address, but it won't be at NAB.com.
Yeah.
It'll be NAB something at gmail.com. And you think, well obviously NAB's not going to use a webmail account.
And the people that do these scams, they're so good at it. They're so good at it that it's not because of you, it's because of them. So if you do happen to get scammed, don't be ashamed.
Mm.
Talk to someone. You can go to the police. You can report it to the ACCC. You can even get legal help. And I'm going to be talking to someone from Legal Aid today, actually.
Wow.
To get you guys and to get everyone some advice because
terrific.
Don't be upset if it happens. Like, I mean, don't feel guilty. Don't feel like it's your fault if it does happen because they are professionals.
Yeah. Here's one from me. Don't have a simple password. Don't have your kid's name and the year they were born as a password.
Yeah.
Have something difficult as a password. And here's a good tip to be able to formulate a password. Think of a sentence that you might know and take the first letter from each of the words of that sentence and then it'll make a really good gibberish password that'll also be easy to remember.
I love that.
So if you're, I don't know, you could have, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet,
yeah,
whatever. But just take the first letter from each of those. Yep. Some sentence that you that means something to you that's going to be easy to remember and just have that as your password and it'll just come up. You know, R-A-R-Z-Q, whatever words you got.
Did you just give us your password?
No. I don't know any words starting with Z-Q, but especially not in a consecutive sentence. And then add a number to the end of it. You know, maybe a
your
one
favorite
or a
number.
Five or a, yeah, your lucky number. Your lucky number, 36.
I like that. That's great.
Yeah, so that's an easy way to do a password that's going to be strong enough to keep the hackers out. But if you do something really obvious, they will try that. They'll try it. They know all of it. They know that. They know to try the dog name because the problem. Well, anyway, I won't get any further into it. I'll go a bit further into it later on because we're way out of time.
All right.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Life hacks this morning. Protecting yourself from online scammers. The scammers have been having a field day. It's more than a field day. They've been having a field few months since the whole shutdown and the COVID and people buying a lot more things online. It only stands to reason that there's going to be a lot more scams out there online as well and they're always after you. Don't click on a link when you're sent an email, even if it seems to be from a legitimate source. You know those ones that say to log in, click here and it takes you to the login page. But what they do, they will scam the login page, so they'll replicate the login page, so dead set looks like you're legitimately logging into your Westpac or your Commonwealth or whatever it is, And they'll go, here, just put your username and your password here as you normally would. And unfortunately, they're just farming those details and they'll say, thank you very much. Next thing you know, your bank account's cleaned out. So that can be a very, very easy way for them to do it. If you click on a link, just don't click on any link you get in an email. Go to the www.combank.com.au. Put the address in your address bar. Make sure you're going to the correct website, because those things, they'll bring you up to a page that actually looks like you're into the Commonwealth Bank or the whatever it is, ANZ, any of your banks, whatever they are. And that's the way to keep yourself safe there. Use strong passwords, as we said there. That idea I had there before. Think of a sentence that means something to you. Take the first letter from each of the words of that sentence and use that as a password. It will look like a gibberish word, but you will be able to remember it because that's my daughter is a lawyer and has been for 3 years. And then you've got a number in it as well. You put the first letter for all that or whatever it is, and that'll make a really good password that's simple to remember. A lot easier to do that. Put a couple of capitals in there as well. I don't know. Yeah, the next letter is a capital and make it a capital C. And you'll have TNLAC. TNLAC with a capital C. Add a number to the end of it. Simple, you know. So it's actually simple to do, but don't use your dog's name, because you know what? Social media. You're going to have, Shandy was so cute this morning. Right, and the scammers go, right, name is Shandy. I bet you that's a good password. I wonder what year she was born. Oh, Shandy, the love of our life, our little doggy, she's 8 today. Right, so that makes her born in 2012. Let's try Shandy 12. Bang, you're in. You know what I mean? They are very, very clever, and you've got to be a little bit cleverer than that to outsmart them. They know your kids' names if you've got social media. They know your dog's name. They know what year people were born. You know, you've got to be really, really careful on social media. Put your cup of tea up there, or your coffee, or your mushroom risotto if you've had a good one. Take a photo of it by all means. Share it with everyone except me. But don't put any personal information up there if you can possibly avoid it. That was about 8 tips in one there. And this is Coldplay.
Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM. And 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Went to the shops last night, went down to Woolies. Down there, had my mask. I was the only one. You know, I felt like a bit of a gig. They've got signs up there saying we strongly encourage, but it's obviously not strong enough. People can't get them. Number one, they don't know where to get them. And when you do find where they are, they're like $50 for a packet of them. And all that, and people just aren't going to pay that. I'm sorry. I acquired some. I didn't buy them. I happened to acquire them. I've been to a few places where they've been giving them out, and that's fair enough. So I go to the shops. Had to pick up some Weet-Bix. Always have my Weet-Bix. You know, if you're listening here just after 6 o'clock, and I'm always going, that's because I've just had my Weet-Bix. I had to go get some more, and there's a whole bunch of different kinds of Weet-Bix you can get now, including you get one with fruit in it now. There's a fruit Weet-Bix, and there's one for, what's that stuff they have in the butter that lowers your cholesterol? So there's, with my recent problems, I went for the cholesterol lowering one. Let me tell you, it's $6 something for the small pack versus $2 for the normal Weet-Bix. So I don't know whether they're value adding there or just adding to the price, but thought, yeah, I'll get that one. That's low. I want lower cholesterol, even though there was nothing wrong with my cholesterol, by the way. Yeah, I was all right. The doc said, we haven't got high cholesterol. I said, I know. He said, well, you should have. I said, what should I say to that? How can I answer that? So anyway, there's a cholesterol lowering one, so I got that one. But there's also, now what's the Weet-Bix advertising song? Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids, right? It's Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids. It's been that forever. They've brought out a kid's Weet-Bix. Like, doesn't that make a liar out of their whole advertising campaign for the last X number, 20 plus years? Why do we need a kid's one? oh, it's lower in salt and sugar. Yeah, but you've always say that. Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids. Now you can get a kid's Weet-Bix. Oh, I don't know. You know what else you can get? Gluten-free. I'm sitting here looking at this going, are you guys kidding? It's Weet-Bix. Wheat. You can't have gluten-free Weet-Bix. What are they made out of? What have you been lying to us all these years, sanitarium? Based on the Central Coast, incidentally. Gluten-free Weet-Bix. That's a contradiction in terms. Now, I didn't check what was in it. I was gobsmacked. I'm looking at the kids one going, Aussie kids, what do you need a kids version of this for? It's all kids. It's supposed to be for kids. And then you've got your gluten-free version. What's in it? If it's not wheat, what's in gluten-free? Anyway, sorry, I'll get on with it. Gluten-free Weet-Bix, please. Kids.